Welcome to Mornings with Pat and Amy for Thursday, May 28th, 2020. On today's show, Amy destroys her hair and she's still playing with it. It's not going to get better right now, I'm telling you. My kid won't stop swearing and Amy's won't stop lying and the catfish trying to trick us desperately. Well, trying to trick you, really. But first, Amy is here with what we saw in the news. Hi, Amy. How's your hair?
Hi, it's not good.
Sorry.
He's still messaging me. Okay. I can't wait to talk about this.
Okay, we'll get to it.
But
we'll get
first.
To it. Yes.
The biggest catfish of all. President Donald Trump raged. Sorry, I'm so angry. President Donald Trump raged against Twitter after the site flagged two of his posts as potentially misleading. Trump.
Oh, gosh. Trump. Drumpf? His original name? Okay.
Sorry.
The president.
Trump threatened to shut down social media platforms he believes censor conservative voices. Yeah, good luck to you, sir.
I thought if you're conservative, you're supposed to be about like free market and businesses and
free speech.
I mean, you should be all about free speech. You don't have to like it. You can. I don't know. I don't think he's going to succeed in that. And here's the thing that always bothers me. And this is one thing that's I find to be specifically conservative, but I could be wrong about that. I would be happy to be corrected. But I find this is often a very far right point of view. Well, they don't say the things I like, so they're trying to shut me down and they're trying to, there's a liberal conspiracy. Well, no, what you're saying is factually provably wrong. So like, that's not a conspiracy. You're just wrong. Like, I don't know how to explain that. Like, how do you combat someone who doesn't understand that simple concept of I'm wrong and that's why you're taking something off? Well, it's my freedom of speech. Sure. It's also their private website. I digress.
The launch of the SpaceX rocket ship with two NASA astronauts was called off with 16 minutes to go in the countdown yesterday because of bad weather. It's been rescheduled for Saturday afternoon.
Cool.
Better late than never, I suppose. You don't want to
chance
that.
It's cool because you got a private company, you know, doing all this stuff. It'll be really cool when they send someone to a place and not just around the, we've done the around the planet thing a million times, but it's neat. It's neat. Sure. Why not?
The first major summer fair has been canceled. The Erie County Fair isn't happening due to coronavirus.
Did you know
that?
There's a but.
But the Sterling Renaissance Fair is happening.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
I've never been and I really would like to go.
It's fun. It's fun. You get a turkey leg if you're into that.
I've heard it's expensive, though.
Very expensive. I mean, here's the thing. It's not expensive. It's expensive to people in central and New York and in this region because, you know, anything. I mean, you got to remember, people who around here who say things are expensive are mad at $5 parking at the fair. Like, these are the same people who get mad when they thought maybe we should make 25 cent milk, 50 cent milk or 30 cent milk. Like, these are the same people who are ticked off because the potato line that's a buck is 3 hours long and still waiting it for some reason. And that's all fine. It's an endearing trait of people from Central New York. But the thing is people here, I mean, you get this amphitheater on Onondaga Lake, right? And it's beautiful.
Yes.
And it looks beautiful. And every place you are in that venue, you can have a clear line of sight to the stage and the sound is perfect. And the parking's a little bit of a cluster, but they've worked most of that out. And all you hear people do the minute they get in the venue, $10 for a beer. Holy hell. It's like 30 in Los Angeles for something smaller. Calm down.
Or in New York City.
Right. The nice things cost money. Now, is Sterling Renaissance Festival nice? That's people's opinions. I think they do a nice job.
Do you get dressed up?
No. Thought about it.
What would you dress up as?
Probably a fat drunk monk.
Oh, a friar. You could be Friar Pat.
Be Friar Pat, spreading my gospel very drunkenly to people.
Oh my God.
The thing is, you can get legitimately tanked at this thing because they have legit good beer. Is it expensive? Yes, because it's all good beer and it's in a venue. It's in a thing. But I think the shows are fun. I think it's a cool thing to do with kids. Here's the cool thing. originally, did we talk about Darien Lake yesterday reopening with 50? Yes. Yeah, we did, right? So they're going to have to follow these rules, you know, 50% capacity and all this stuff.
Right.
And originally I was like, oh, you know, this is going to be pain. I'm actually starting to like the idea. Can I tell you why?
Yes.
Because
you can.
Less lines.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Less people means, is it a pain? Sure, because you'll probably have to make reservations and things might be more expensive. I am willing to deal with that if I get to do more stuff. Mm-hmm. That sounds awesome. And if I don't have to stand next to somebody who dressed up in many layers of armor, who smells terrible because they've been in it all day at the Sterling Renaissance Festival because they're cosplaying, at least I can keep a 6-foot buffer around them, I'm good with that. That sounds magical to me. Amy, stop playing with hair. Just cut it off. Cut it off.
No, I'm getting it out a little at a time. So, some of the hairs are coming free.
This morning, I sit down, and you go, oh no, and you go from being on camera to off camera, and I go, what? And you're like, hold on. You said something about being bald. I'm like, what? And you sit down and go, oh my God, what did I do? So if you can describe to our audience who can't see you what you have done to your hair and how it happened.
Okay. So Pat had to go and be a good husband and help his wife with something. Mm-hmm. So he stepped away for a moment and I was like, oh, I'm going to take this time to quickly blow dry my hair.
Okay.
I am currently at my mom's house and I borrowed my mom's hair dryer, which apparently this is a travel size hair dryer. And it's kind of broken.
Oh, like what? And like when we say kind of broken, like what do you
mean? The plastic pieces were falling off of it.
Like the casing was falling off of it?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's not good.
So I start to blow dry it because I think, yeah, I'll just, it's really quick. It doesn't take long to blow dry my hair. And then I drop it. I drop the blow dryer and the entire thing comes apart, but it's still running.
Okay.
And the fan on the back is exposed.
All right.
And I think to myself, it's okay. I'll just hold the the plastic grate or whatever it's called that's on the back that covers the fan, which if anybody that has ever used a hairdryer knows, if you sometimes can still get your hair stuck if you're not careful.
Okay.
But I don't know how it happened, but my hair got caught in the fan.
Oh.
On the back of the hairdryer. So I have a small section of hair that is very, very twisted. Just imagine your hair getting stuck in like a propeller of like an airplane or something. A tiny airplane.
You have very long hair.
I'm working on it. Thank you.
And
yes, I do.
That wasn't a complaint. I'm just pointing out you have long hair.
No. I know. Okay. Thank you. Yes, I'm working on it. I'm Rapunzel in the making.
And that looks bad. Like,
it's, you know what? It's really not as bad as initially thought. Can you see?
Look. Okay. It's like, what, an inch? Maybe an inch and a half?
Yeah. An inch and a half of severely twisted hair. Not like by my scalp, but like down towards the end of
my hair. Yeah, it's an inch. Okay. So my question is, as a boy who never has long hair, what do you do here? Because I don't know what you do about any hair problems. For guys, you it's always like a number two on the side, so you go about your day. So what do you do with the tangle like that?
I'm very, very gently trying to free hairs like two or three at a time. It's kind of working. It's kind of not. Scissors will be coming into play.
So you're going to have to cut.
Sometime. Like, yes.
Okay. And like.
So quarantine style is. Oh, crap. I'm breaking it. Oh, yeah. This is. God, I can't wait to see my hairdresser. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, will it actually be noticeable?
I don't know.
There's a lot of hair on your head. Like, I don't.
Probably not. These are, I don't know if you've seen it on TikTok, but people are doing homemade layers.
Yeah. Oh, no, I have
That's
not.
That's basically what I'm doing.
Okay.
Homemade layers.
Sounds good. What do you do? What do you do if you get, like, gum in your hair?
Oh, please come to me. Have a seat. Sit down. I will tell you because the amount of gum that has gotten in my daughter's hair could. Oh.
That good,
this kid, she has gotten gum in her hair at least three different times. she wasn't supposed to have gum at all.
Who gave
and
her gum?
And by the way, kids on the bus.
Oh.
Here's the kicker, though. The first time she came home, so she went to, we're in the ESM school district. So she went to Park Hill for pre-K. In pre-K, they would pick up and drop off on buses. So it's all four-year-olds on the bus. And one day, they're dropping her off at our house, and the bus aide is helping Hannah off the bus and is holding her by the wrist, like as in Hannah's got stuff on her hands and, you know, doesn't want her to touch anything. And I'm like, what? She goes, she had gum and then she was playing with it. And Hannah's like, Mommy, look, I have slime. I'm like, yeah,
No, that's not slime.
Not slime.
No,
so
no.
She had gum. She smelled like spearmint for days.
I mean, there are worse things to smell like, but yeah.
That's true. But yeah, so she had gum all over her hands. She had it in her hair. And then from that point on, she was not allowed to have gum unless we were supervising.
Well, yeah, which makes sense.
She came home with gum in her hair twice after that.
Oh, God.
And her teacher called me. Her kindergarten teacher called me. It was like, yeah, just so you know, Hannah's coming home with gum in her hair. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, who gives kids gum? So, okay, so those are my stories. This is how you get it out.
Yeah, that's the question. Right, because I would just assume you cut it.
Olive oil.
Oh, what kind of olive oil? Are we talking like a cheap olive oil?
Or
like
EVO. A good... yeah. Or EVO. I don't think it matters. People have swear by like ice or peanut butter. Pfft, go with olive oil because it's easy to wash out too.
Well, olive oil is good for your hair and skin.
Yeah.
So
go with olive oil.
Okay. I like that. What about super glue?
Have you super glued yourself?
No, I haven't. I'm thinking of other sticky things that would be in your hair. You know what I mean? Like
super glue is most likely a lost cause unless you could probably, I don't know, maybe paint thinner or nail polish remover is my go-to.
Maybe.
But,
yeah, that might work. Interesting.
Yeah.
For this, I'm thinking shears in your case with this dread that you now have.
Yeah, I'm going to go get some scissors. You can watch. It'll be fun.
Okay. All right. I'm going to watch you cry as you cut your hair.
Homemade haircut. Let's do it.
You know, we started talking about this yesterday, but we had technical difficulties.
Yeah.
And I had to cut it out of the show. I was pissed. So, but that's okay. So you have come across a catfish.
I don't want to say my first official catfish because I've probably been catfished before in the past and I just didn't realize it.
Okay.
Because we are the children that grew up in the age of America Online and age, sex, location.
That's right. Love it. Got to have the screen name.
Yes.
So what happened here? How did this begin?
This began because I got a follow request from somebody that I thought I went to high school with.
Okay.
A gentleman with a pretty generic name of Mike Phillips.
All right, Mike. Hi, Mike.
We are friends on Facebook, but he doesn't post a lot of pictures. So when he added me on Instagram, I was like, okay, I add him. And then I looked at the pictures and I was like, damn, like Mike's had a glow up. Like he's joined the military.
All right.
He's buff.
Looking good.
He does CrossFit. Like,
yeah, he does.
Okay. And I didn't look too closely at it because I was like, oh, that's Mike. Okay, cool. As soon as I let him follow me, I get a message saying, hi, pretty.
Oh.
And I said, hey, how are you? Because I was like, that's okay.
That's said, forward. That's very forward.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I use the term pretty to talk to my girlfriends, but, like, I know them.
And, like, he's not one of the girlfriends, so...
That is true.
Okay, so, hi, pretty.
Hi, pretty. And I said, hey, how are you? I'm good, pretty. Where are you from, pretty?
Okay, we keep saying pretty.
Like, aren't you from Fairport?
Right, because that's where you grew up, right?
Right. No, pretty. I'm from Akron, Ohio, but I'm currently in... Yemen, Sana'a. I don't know. Sana'a, Yemen.
Sure.
For a peacekeeping mission. And I said, oh, wow, you're definitely not. Sorry, you look like someone I graduated high school with. And his name is Mike Phillips. Okay, pretty. Okay. I'm not the person. Pretty, where are you from? Pretty, I will love to know more about you if you don't mind.
Mm.
And I was like, what the hell? So I went, no thanks, you're probably a catfish.
Correct.
And then, why did you call me that? I said, well, the way you type is a little odd, and you keep calling me pretty, which I am, but it's excessive. So, and then, okay, dear, sorry for that, but you are pretty indeed. And then I said, I know, thanks. Like, because what, I mean, okay, dear, so where are you really from? Well, Fairport, but I'm not going to tell you that.
Right, I mean, you did just bring that up. Right.
And then, I don't know you, so why would I tell you where I'm from?
Correct.
Just, is that bad, dear? Okay, I'm Philip from the United States, Akron, Ohio, precisely.
Precisely. Precisely from Akron, okay.
United States.
Well, there's only one. There's only one, okay, United States. United States. If you don't like it, get out, obviously. He's just very patriotic.
So here is where you and I, that was as far as I had gotten with you yesterday talking about with this guy, because he was messaging me during the show.
And I want to point out, 8 pretties he called you and 3 deers. So
it gets worse because he keeps going on. But
okay,
this is super entertaining. So now I'm like, okay, I'm going to play into this. You and I discussed it. I'm like, all right, we're going to pretend like maybe I'm an heiress to a fortune. Yeah. Maybe we're going to catfish him back a little bit. So I said, I'm from New York. What branch of the military are you in?
That's a great question. Yeah.
I'm going off his pictures now. I'm in Marine Department, dear.
Marine Department, dear.
Mm-hmm.
I always refer to it as a Marine Department, not the Marines.
What's up? I think we can be cool with each other, right? I say, of course.
This is some kind of like bad anime voiceover. What's happening
so
right
terrible.
Now? Okay.
Okay, dear. So, dear, how old are you? And I said, how old are you? I need a different voice for this, but I need to give, you know what? I need to give this man a bad Russian accent, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I don't know how good I'm going to be at it, but I'll give
That's
it
fine. A fine. I'm looking forward to it.
This is going to be terrible. Now I'm nervous about it. So, I can't. I'm 37 years, dear. So what of you? I said, how old do I look? You look so beautiful and attractive, dear. You really caught my attention. So tell me, how old are you? I said, 36. Wow, that's so nice. So pretty, are you married? Yeah, sure am.
Uh-huh.
That's good. So pretty, I'm a single dad with a daughter. Do you have kids? I said, sure do. How many kids? 4.
Yeah.
I was tempted to say 6, but I was like, eh, that's
go for a big number. Make it really intimidating. Yeah.
Well, pretty, that's so good. So pretty, what did you do for a living?
Oh, yeah.
And then obviously I'm not responding. Hey, said, my family owns a restaurant chain.
I like it. Oh, you went with the restaurant chain. We were talking about that yesterday. Which one you should go with? Restaurant chain. Very good. Okay.
That's good, pretty. So pretty, are you on WhatsApp? I prefer we chart on WhatsApp because I'm making use of the camp monitoring device to chart you. And that's so stressful and risky. I think there we gonna know more about each other.
Okay. Now, WhatsApp, I've used WhatsApp.
I don't know what that is.
Some people really like it. It's just a chatting tool that a lot of people, but I know a lot of fraud and stuff happens over. I'm not exactly sure why.
Yeah.
It's a legitimate thing that people use. You can do all sorts of video and sharing and big group chats and stuff like that. But I've never really understood why people like to use it. But, okay. Sure.
I said, no, I don't know what that is. It's an application used for charting. And I said, what is charting? You can download that online now. I mean, it's an application used for texting and messaging someone. It's like Instagram, but more real than Instagram. You can check the application online. And then
application, yeah.
Hey, pretty, talk to me. What's up? Because I'm not responding to this because I'm like, what the? Is this guy getting like money for people that sign up for this? Like, are you about to ask me for money? Are you about to ask me for nudes? Like, what's happening here?
Right. I'm expecting nudes or money at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not downloading WhatsApp because I don't know what that is. Pretty, are you on Hangout?
Holy
no.
Crap.
What the hell is Hangout? Pretty, if you don't really want to be talking to me, you can tell me. And then, so we'll skip ahead. Let's skip ahead to the part where I said, that's not you in the pictures. You're not from Ohio. And I'm guessing English isn't your first language. And I'm bored, so cut to the chase. Are you a Nigerian prince? Do you need money? And then he didn't write back it right away. I said, that's what I thought.
Uh-huh.
And then he wrote, not quite right. I got a Russian descendant, and I spent most of my time in Moscow. But I am proud of the ones I can speak. Okay, pretty? I said, that doesn't make any sense. Good luck.
Wow.
He goes, you don't have to think negative thoughts, honey. Spare the long talk. And I went, bye. And then, have a nice day. I can't force you on myself.
Correct and on I that said, one.
And I mean, this was fun for a while, but I was starting to get annoyed because I'm like, this is ridiculous. And I said, prove that you are who you say you are in your pictures.
Right.
What prove you need? I said, tell me about your workout routine. Do you do CrossFit? My work nature?
Oh my
workout
God.
Routine, lifting weights. Pretty, I don't get you. I said, because you're not from Ohio.
Correct.
Like all in caps. Pretty, sincerely, I'm from Russia. I said, mm-hmm. Then lead with that next time.
Yeah.
wait, though. Pretty, I will tell you something now, but I wouldn't like losing you as a friend. I want to make new friends online in different countries.
Sure.
I will tell you. I just wish you will sit back and I will always keep you entertained with our culture and also get to know things about your type of people. How cool the whites are. I want to know if truly racism is real. Pretty, please don't block me. And I'm like,
what?
What culture? I said, what culture is that? You're from Russia? I said, wait, so you're a black Russian.
Which...
not a drink, but...
sounds like a drink. I mean, and that's, you know, like any other place, that's very possible and all. It just seems...
Well, I know, but it's not what you would normally... That's not what you see normally portrayed in movies.
No, and maybe that's stereotypical of us, but correct. It's not really something you usually see.
I will be honest with you. Whatever your heart tells you about me is real. And I say, I said, I think you want to be on the next 90 Day Fiancé is what it sounds like. Pretty, but why did you call me a catfish at the beginning of our charts?
Charts.
I said, because that's not you in the pictures. Pretty, sincerely, I'm from Nigeria. Boom, mic drop. I called it from the beginning.
He's really from Nigeria.
He is.
Yeah, I mean,
sure is.
I.
Right?
So what does he want? I mean, he must want money, right? Is that what it is? Or
he wants... Oh, so pretty, since you've known where I'm from and you have known me, what's your reaction? What do you have to say? I said, I knew you were probably from Nigeria. A lot of scam artists are.
Right.
and now this makes me wonder if this is the same person using this or if this is somebody else, because the English has gotten a little bit better. So the response was, and now this is where it starts to get a little bit deep. And I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to do this anymore. It was, it's not really our fault, but it's due to the country economy. And I'm like, I get that, but that doesn't give anyone the right to try and mess with people.
Mm-hmm.
I know, pretty. That's why I just decided to tell you the truth. I wish I could have you as my friend. I don't want to loose you.
Loose.
I said, why don't you just make a profile with your own pictures? No, pretty. No one will like to be my friend, especially the white because of my color race.
What?
Uh-huh.
What?
And I said, what? That's not true. I said, it's true, pretty. You guys hate the blacks.
No, we...
Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, here we go. And I was like...
What is happening?
I know. That's what I mean. Like, this was supposed to be funny and light. And, like, I thought the Nigerian prince is going to be asking me for money or to be one of his wives or I don't know. But I'm like, this is not where I thought this was going. And then... So my response, my serious response was, there's always going to be racist people in the world, but not everybody is like that.
Right.
And then he's like, you call us black monkeys, so you don't like associating with us.
What the hell is going on here?
I said, that's like saying all white people are short or all black people are good at running. I said, you can't generalize people like that. Okay, pretty, if you said so. Pretty, can we chart on WhatsApp?
Is that it?
There's a little bit more, but like, you know. I don't want to lose you. And I said, hope you're not bothered knowing me. I said, nope, not at all. This has been very entertaining. And then just now, what are you doing?
You got it. Yeah. Well, first of all.
No. Yeah. No. So pretty. Tell me what's happening in your country. And I'm like, And then he goes, are you busy? Yes.
Yes.
I'm about to do this podcast. What are you doing? You are avoiding me. Say, when I say I'm busy, that means I can't dick around on Instagram.
Right. Like, now,
okay, pretty. I understand. Wow. You can write to me whenever you are less busy. And that's where we've ended. So
I would block him from this point on because
yeah.
They're trying to get you emotionally hooked.
I don't know what that, like, why is happening?
I mean, is it possible? Is it possible, as they say on Ancient Aliens, that that he really is just, you know, a dude trying to get to know people and do like some kind of research or what? Sure. But the thing is, can do that. But you post real pictures. He's trying.
Exactly.
He's posing online as someone in and the Marine Department, as he said. But I think he had an Army uniform, you said.
Oh, yeah. The guy whose pictures we need to call Catfish. We need to call Neve. And I want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, no, I don't need to call Neve. I've watched so many episodes of Catfish. I can like. Drop those pictures into like Google Images and I bet I can find the real person.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, there's a brewing company. Where's this brewing company? Oh, Arizona. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this dude who does CrossFit and lives in Arizona and looks like somebody I went to high school with.
We spend a lot of time in Moscow and it's actually from Nigeria. And apparently we're all racist, according to him.
That got so serious and so deep so fast. I was not prepared.
And
I was fully expecting to be proposed to, but I was not expecting that.
I really think it has to. I think they're trying to keep you online as long as they can. They're trying to get you to the WhatsApp because they can probably steal your identity through these things. And I think that they're trying to, you know, build a relationship because they figure they can turn you into it. So I'd block him from this point on, but what a saga.
I'm going to.
Just to give you the full count here, we got 5, 10, 15, 20.
Were you keeping 30, track?
32 pretties. He called you pretty 32 times.
I wonder what you were writing down.
He called you dear 8 times, beautiful once, and honey once. So.
That ain't the way to my heart.
No, does he not know that, first of all, he sends you a card saying, thank you for our conversation. I find it to be deeply moving in the United States.
And you feed me tacos, and there you go.
Well, or, you know, any kind. Tacos would be good.
It used to be, tell me I'm pretty and feed me tacos. Don't tell me I'm pretty anymore. Just feed me the freaking tacos.
Give me the damn tacos. Give me the, what kind of tacos?
Chipotle tacos.
I love Chipotle.
Same.
I want to bathe in that friggin' queso of theirs. My kid won't stop swearing. It's hilarious. And the thing is, he's using the swear words the right way.
Mm-hmm.
As in,
you've mentioned that before, that he's got good context.
Now, he doesn't swear at people, and he doesn't swear at mommy and daddy. He doesn't do that. He gets mad at mommy and daddy. He never swears at us, though. But, like, something will happen that's bad, and he'll go, S-word. And my favorite is when he drops a Jesus Christ.
That's a classic.
My favorite is when something bad happens, like something big happens. He goes, Jesus. Like, it's just.
Oh my God. Are you sure he's not my kid genetically? Oh. Because that's what comes out of my mouth pretty frequently.
I can't help it. I can't stop from laughing. And here's my thing. I am notorious for saying this and feeling this. I really don't give a damn about swear words. It's a form of communication. And yes, there's such a thing as doing it too often or using the wrong words, using it out of context, saying it just to say it. But
knowing your audience too.
Right, and knowing your audience. But in general, I just don't care. I don't feel like the Karen who has a problem with, you know, people swearing and says, watch your mouth. Shut up. Shut your damn mouth, Karen. I don't want to hear it. It's just words. You weren't even part of the conversation, and who cares?
Oh, question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about people that are cursing vehemently? Vehemently? You know where I'm talking about, right?
Yeah,
like,
a lot. Yeah.
Cursing aggressively out in public with families and kids around. I have a problem with that.
It's
one thing if I was going to expose my own kids, but like, you're not allowed to.
My problem with it, though, isn't it's around my kid necessarily. It depends. If my kid seems intimidated or scared, then it's a problem for me, right?
Okay.
Because They're making him uncomfortable. If he doesn't care, then my reaction is, well, you're just being lewd, and I'd appreciate if you wouldn't be lewd in general. And not, and again, there's a difference. There's dropping a swear word on occasion, and then there's those people who just every word is, or every other is a swear word.
It's the people that are speaking on speakerphone,
yes,
out at stores, and are loudly getting into it with somebody that I'm like, are you serious? Can you not, please?
And that's just rude. That, yes. It's not even, you could say no swear words, but it's the fact you're doing that is rude. It's the fact you're having a loud argument in public in front of people. That I feel is wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, that you need to take somewhere else. Like, this is not the forum for that. I don't really care about the words. And the only time I care about the words is if there's something that clearly is aggressive towards somebody. Like, mm-hmm. if you see a husband and wife out and he calls her a B word, oh, bud, No, we're having a conversation. We're gonna talk. Depending, mm-hmm. again, depending on the context, depending on what's right. happening. If I feel like you have an abusive person, you know, that sort of thing, we got problems. Mm-hmm.
Also, probably racist or homophobic comments too.
100%, 100% won't stand for it. Just won't mm-hmm. stand for it. I'd rather take a punch in the face and say something than not. I've never gotten punched in the face over that. But other things, yeah.
Good.
Other things. Don't being drunk at clubs.
Try not to.
That's happened. Oh. And I've returned the favor on occasion. I've never been punched in the face for that. But it's awkward, right? Because my in-laws, my mother-in-law specifically, is going to be here soon. And, you know, and she's a great woman. She's wonderful. Was a school teacher. Knows all about the languages. Not a fan of swearing. And I know he's going to drop an S or a JC or something around her. I know he's going to. And you don't, it's not a reflection of him. It's a reflection of us, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because that's what people do. They judge each other's parenting based off of this.
Well, yeah.
And that's the thing. And I'm nervous about that. So I keep trying to tell him, buddy, I understand you're doing it. I understand you said it right. And I can't be mad that you said it right. And technically, you probably learned it from both mommy and I. But if you could please not say those words, and definitely never say those words around anyone. The funniest thing he did, Amy, when he was like four, is,
okay,
because he's five now, is he once came out and he said, Daddy, I have a secret to tell you. Okay, buddy. Sometimes I go to my room, and when no one's in there, I say, and he says the F word. I say effort, and I go,
oh,
okay, why? He's like, because I get mad, and I know I'm not supposed to say that, so I just say it to myself. I said, okay, well, that's okay. I mean, it's a very bad word, you know. It means very bad things, like the worst word you can say, next to a different one that we won't get into. that's accepted in England, but not here. But,
see you next Tuesday?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like they use it overseas, like constantly. Over here, that's like that is a mortal sin to even think about that word, and they use it like we use F. Like that's what they do.
Okay.
But yeah, I it was just so funny. I can't be mad at him for swearing. But is it something I really need to address with him? Is it something that I need to stop him from doing? Because he's gonna do it at school at some point, I feel.
I think it's too late. I think the Pandora's box has been opened. Like, you're just going to have to deal with the fallout at this point.
And the fallout is he'll learn a lesson, right?
So will you, I bet.
I mean, no, I won't. I've been swearing my whole life. I'm not going to stop.
Okay.
I'm not. Like, I mean, I do watch myself around people. I really do. I try to watch myself around the house, but every so often it comes out. When I'm out in public, I try to watch myself. Mm-hmm. I don't try to go nuts. Unless there's a cocktail in me or 12. But yeah, I feel like this is one of those things he's going to learn the hard way from grandma, his teachers, or otherwise. And yeah, it's going to look bad on us, but what are we going to do?
Right.
So I have some news.
Yes.
So you guys have probably noticed listening to the show. I didn't do TV or movie news. I haven't done the good news lately. I've been a little busy. I got a job.
Yay.
I got like a full time job. And it is in radio, which is the big surprise. Because I got to tell you,
I'm not surprised.
I gotta tell, I thought my career was over when I got laid off in January. I really did. And it turns out it is not.
It is not.
Now, I'm not going to say yet what it is, because I'm going to reveal that tomorrow, or at least I'm going to tell you all how you'll find out tomorrow on this very podcast, because it's going to happen later in the day tomorrow. I'm giving away some hints right now. It is an odd moment for me, because it is kind of like going back in time, which again should
hint,
give
hint,
you
wink, 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 nudge, wink.
Cue Huey Lewis in the news.
back in time,
Marty McFly is gonna come.
Yes, on a hoverboard.
On a hoverboard, a real hoverboard, not these stupid things with wheels that people go down and they light on fire and explode,
or fall off of.
Correct, which is always hilarious. Unless it's in traffic and people die. That's not good. So, yeah, well, I'm going to give more about that tomorrow. And definitely more about it Monday. How we're going to proceed with our podcast. We will continue with our podcast. We're going to have to make some changes in terms of when and how and all this stuff. But that's fine. We'll figure that all out. But I am excited. And it is going to be fun. I think it's going to be really fun.
On a side note,
yeah,
I still haven't gotten a job in radio, so I'm still available.
Someone should hire you.
Someone should.
Wish I had that power in this new
I'll
job
wait.
That I have. Just keep
I'll
waiting.
Wait.
Just keep waiting. Wait for me. but no, there's one thing I wanted to take time to do on the podcast today, and that is thank a very specific radio group, the Finger Lakes Radio Group. Who have been very, very good to me. I've been working part-time doing mornings in Auburn on a station called Classic Hits 99.3. And they have been just absolutely the nicest, warmest, welcoming, coolest people. And I wish I could stay. I really do, and I mean that. And they're like, well, then why don't you? Because this is... I got to go to this. And you'll all know why. It's just something that it's something I never thought would work out ever. So all the more reason, but they have been wonderful people. And if you do business in the Finger Lakes, you should work with Finger Lakes Radio Group. They really are fantastic people. And I just wanted to give them their due on our podcast here. So, that's what's up. Any questions other than what is it?
I'm just sitting here and smiling and nodding because, yay!
You know what it is. I already told you.
I know, but I'm happy for you. I'm excited for you. I knew it was going to happen.
See, that's the thing. I wasn't sure if it was going to happen.
You didn't. I did. I had confidence in you.
You're the second person to tell me that in 24 hours. You're the second person in 24 hours to tell me that. Yeah, and yeah. So it's going to be fun. More about that tomorrow, and I'll tell you how you can find out about that tomorrow. In the meantime, we're not even going to do what we learned today. We're just gonna wrap this sumbitch up. Thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow and in the future. Yeah. It's going to continue. Thanks for listening on 315 Live and the 315 Live app. Thank you for listening on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere you get podcasts. And thanks to Rockbox Recording for providing all the beds that we have and being awesome. We appreciate it. So, and thanks to you, Amy. Good luck with that hair.
Oh, thank you for reminding me.
Block the catfish, okay?
Yeah, I will.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.